I should say the national socioeconomic single data to be finalized soon. Taxi lab spreads to the American and African continents. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Central Bureau of Statistics will soon finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data, which will become the sole reference for the distribution of government assistance. Dora Pardede has the details.
Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, revealed that the Bureau will immediately finalize and update the national socioeconomic single data as ordered by President Prabowo Subianto in Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This was conveyed by Amalia during a press conference after her inauguration as the head of the Central Bureau of Statistics at the State Police, Jakarta, Wednesday. Amalia explained that the national socioeconomic single data will be the single reference for ministries and agencies in carrying out development programs, including to distribute assistance from the government.
Jadi data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional ini,
the national socioeconomic single data is to unify all data so that later development programs will use the same reference, and of course later the national socioeconomic single data will be used for government assistance programs.
Data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional akan digunakan untuk program bantuan-bantuan pemerintah.
Amalia further explained that in the process, the Central Bureau of Statistics will cooperate with other ministries and agencies that are also involved in updating the national socioeconomic single data. Some of the ministries and institutions involved include the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ministry of Social Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs and Ministry of Finance. In addition to inaugurating Amalia Adiningrat Widyasanti as a head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated ministers and a number of agency heads and deputy agency heads at the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. The President inaugurated Brian Yuliarto as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology. Muhammad Yusuf Ateh as Head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Agustina Arumsari as Deputy Head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Sony Hari Budi Utomo Harmadi as Deputy Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics. And Nugroho Sulistyo Budi as Head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, BSSN, Nugroho Sulistyo Budi, stressed the importance of awareness and vigilance in the protection of personal data to prevent digital fraud. Speaking at the press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, Nugroho explained that awareness and vigilance are crucial to prevent fraud attempts that exploit digital devices. The Indonesian martial arts pencaksilat is currently rapidly developing in the world. The development of pencaksilat is not only in the Southeast Asian region, but also in other countries in the ASEAN and European continents, and has even spread to the African and American continents. As stated by Edi Suhartono, pencaksilat coach from East Java, when confirmed by RRI in Malang, East Java on Wednesday, he said that during the 20th World Pencaksilat Championship in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, December 18 to 22, 2024, Kenya won one silver medal. Meanwhile, the American continent was represented by United States, which participated in the championship.
We're representatives from all. Africa already has Kenya. There are two countries, one of which is Kenya. Not much talked about yet, but surprisingly, Kenya managed to win one silver medal. That's cool. Only the United States participated in the last championship. Our colleagues in the U.S. want to hold the All-American Pencaksilat Championship. One of the coaches wants to hold a championship there.
Pencaksilat martial arts began to be popular internationally when it was first competed in the 14 Asia SEA Games in 1987 in Jakarta. Then it was also introduced at the ASEAN Games in Busan, South Korea in 2002. And in 2010 in Jakarta, Indonesia hosted the World Pencaksilat Championship. Recently, the World Pencaksilat Championship was held in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, December 18 to 22, 2024, and was taken part by 1,100 participants from 57 countries. That was the news.
Semua resahmu bersama kita gembira. Good time.
culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is sape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
Butiran embun di permukaan daun menceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun. Buang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeo sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup sejak rindu basah murid dan tanah kau bertopan. Emosi yang terjebak sejak langit menyuarakan bumi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di deras. Air yang turun menyamarkan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
Its main ingredient is snail, but its name escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called Gulai Siput or Lengkitang.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
For me like Optimus Prime, there is no turning back again this time. tersiram tak ternyata kau mampu berikan asa.
Di sana atasku kau berkuasa, jangan kau yang kupuja.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you very much for still staying tuned here in Indonesia today. And make sure you're staying tuned because I still have so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. You guys here again to come to you and bring you so many wonderful infos and also great music to listen. And don't forget, you can also contact us through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, our TikTok account VOI_officials, and also our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Make sure you stay tuned because I'm still going to be here to give you more wonderful infos. And of course, I will really love to give you one wonderful song. This time is coming from Bara Suara with Sendu Melagu. Enjoy.
Lombok Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Lombok Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow pikes, beheading boat races, and many more.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
I don't, I cannot imagine tanpamu. you, selalu bersamaku. I don't wanna lose you, just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you, you selalu bersamaku. I don't wanna lose you, just wanna be.
People's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batangas music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as quadraphone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found, because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offspring. Into two kinds, Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Asapi Doa has the same principle with Asapi Ende. However, in the playing, Asapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Asapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Asapi Ende. It wants to harahap as Asapi musicians' views, but Asapi has its own technique to be played.
Asapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya...
Asapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Asapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Asapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrust measure. Asapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Asapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Asapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Asapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Asapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listeners, before we review on Asapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Asapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Berjalan, macam ada sadar. Thank you.
Beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produced beautiful typical rhythm. Sampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title, means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, has reopened the possibility of lowering the benchmark interest rate in 2025. However, the decision is still subject to the development of global economic conditions. Ofra has the details.